Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like Cash Talk. Damn it!
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin. I want to welcome y'all to Cash Talk Podcast. Okay, no talk like Cash Talk. Man, what's going on? First of all, I just want to salute all you guys for supporting this podcast. I'm so grateful. Encourage your friends, your families, your dogs, your cats, and everybody else to get in tune. Took the time to take Cash Talk on the go when you're cooking holiday dinner, when you're on the road, Cash Talk Podcast. And if you haven't already, make sure you go like Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook. Man, is another time to steal someone. Mike Vick, you know, did his time for dog fighting and killing dogs and animals. This is totally just disgusting, horrible, okay? But Mike Vick was sentenced to jail. I don't know how long, I think like 2 years, 3 years, something like that, maybe five, I don't know. But he did his time. He did go to jail. He did do so many hours of community service, had to pay so many fines. A lot of people hate Michael Vick for what he did. Because you gotta understand that we have a lot of animal lovers in society. You know, you don't mess with dogs, okay? You just don't mess with dogs, okay? Cats and anything else. And I will say this, I'm right along with the animal lovers. I feel like no animal should be harmed, you know, on purpose. I feel like no animal should be endangered. And to intentionally dog fight and hurt other dogs solely off a profit, wrong, okay? Doing the whole Mike Vick going to jail, dog fighting thing, you know, it sparked a split between society, like almost everything do, right? It became sort of a race thing. So you had white people, people that's not black, basically really like, let's put him in the oven, let's turn it up to hell, let's just fry him, let's bake him, damn it, okay? Let's make him a baked potato, okay? All right, then you had the black folk, you want to sit here and just acting like this the worst crime in the world, you know, with, you know, what happened to the Indians and things like that, but you want to act like this is the worst crime in the world? It wasn't that it was condoning it, it was just we was trying to, you know, say, wait, hold up, let's not bury the man, you know, punish him, do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Let's not bury him, you know, like, aren't we all allowed to make a mistake here and there? Should we all be murdered because, you know, a mistake we did? No, okay? Half of us that's successful, or half of y'all that's doing y'all thing, well, if we nitpick on your life, hey, I bet society will be talking about you too. When is it enough time to forgive? I mean, the justice system got involved. The guy, Mike Vick, did his time. I mean, paid his fines. And also, he had this target on his back for the rest of his days. Well, the NFL picked him to be one of the captains of the Pro Bowl. All through social media, every day you hear people expressing their displeasure and they frustration and they disgust and they, hey, how can you get this sick bastard? How can you pick him to be a captain of the Pro Bowl? The NFL still came out as of recently and said they still is planning on honoring Mike Vick and have him as an honoring captain on the Pro Bowl, despite the backlash from a lot of people. A separate thing going on is this fake article that, well, not fake article, but this old article that's from 2011 that is that people were sharing, and that, you know, a lot of people, like, we know, a lot of people don't fact check anything. We just go with it. You know, this article was from 2011. It was outdated, and, you know, and it said that Mike Vick, you know, Nike and Mike Vick gave him a deal. Nike and Vick got struck a deal. But this article wasn't valid because it's old. So, but that added to the fire of this whole Vick being honored at the NFL Pro Bowl this year. This is the problem I think we face every day anyway, man. Like, no one fact checks, man. I mean, that's one person see one person that they respect talk about something or complain about something, they just automatically jump on and start complaining too. We just love to go to the juicy, you know, the drama. And that is just dangerous. You have to fact check in this life, just period, for yourself, or you're going to be bamboozled. So, because a lot of times people is getting literally buried, you know what I'm saying, hung by the public for things that if somebody just did a little bit of fact checking on, we would see that, hey, maybe, just maybe, it ain't what it's, you know what I'm saying, out to be. All right. Ever saw Mike Vick play, you already know. That's a bad man. He's not your normal Tom Brady in the pocket, pain meeting, you know what I'm saying, just with the arm. He got the arm, but he was a fast mumbo jumbo. Okay. It was fun to look at. So yeah, Mike Vick don't currently have an endorsement deal with Nike. Okay. All right. You know, you could calm down. Some of you who's like going to blow a blood vessel, just calm down. He don't got a deal with Nike. You know, that's outdated news. And just next time, do your true diligence and make sure you do your proper research before you, you know, add to the fire. You know, you got a man that probably feels some type of way. Probably, feel, you know, wish he can change back the hands of time a little bit. And probably doing some great things, became a great or even better human being than he was before. And then you sometimes can make people be nigged. You talk shit about them. You don't give them an opportunity to be able to, you know, prove themselves back into the world. I mean, come on. Like, when is we going to say, okay, we forgive them? So do I feel that the backlash that came out of any of this is fair? I can't say what's fair because he is a public figure. He did do a vicious thing to me. Anybody hurting humans or animals is just vicious, you know. But I do feel that everybody should be forgiven, and I truly stand by that. You know, there's things that I might be guilty of, or things that I have done, and if no one have forgave me, I wouldn't be here now. You know what I'm saying? Or I wouldn't be able to be here now. So we all have to kind of step in the shoes of the people that we judge, and morally. Put yourself in their shoes. There's this petition going around and people are signing. They really trying to stop Mike Vick. The thing is, what it is you, it's like I said, it's causing a racial divide. Each and every one of you guys, you got to be careful because this is what they're trying to do here. They're trying to divide everybody. And if I, like, you know, I don't know, Malcolm X, right? By any means necessary, destroy the mind of society. By any means necessary, divide. And whether about race war, whether about, you know, gender, you know, it's totally to separate us. That's what I believe. You know, when I see stories like this again popping up, I'm looking at the timing. It's the sensitiveness of this, and this the environment out here is very, very, very cold right now. So you throw anything like this, or anything with the injustice that's going on with the, you know, justice systems and the just unfairness going on all around us right now. When you see cases like this, it just makes you sort of go, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me sort of go like, wait, what's your point? I mean, why is this in the news? But again, I get it. That's Mike Vick, and I get a lot of people is passionate about what he did. But again, I can't help but question a little bit. And maybe it's just black to me. I don't know what that means. Okay. But maybe it is a little, some of y'all got a little bias. Okay. I'm not going to call all y'all racist, but got a little bias. We all have a little bias in us. We just got to admit it, damn it. Maybe I'm a little bias against Mike Vick. Okay. And some of y'all is flat out racist. Okay. It is a nigga thing. I don't want to hear y'all talking about, I like black, I got black friends. Listen, half of y'all to say y'all got black friends. You talking about black coworkers that you are first forced to work with if you want to get paid to pay your bills, okay? So you deal with them black motherfuckers. You ain't best friends with them black motherfuckers. When I hear people say that, like, it's just, come on, man. Come on. I'm not racist or anything. I got black friends. My father got, but no. Your father works with black people. But when he come home, those black people become niggers, okay? All right. It is, to me, a hidden hate here. And I do feel just an extra little dark shade of his color sort of play a little bit in this. I do. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I believe if he was white, you know what I'm saying? And if he was, you know, in the exact same situation, I don't believe that the backlash would be as strong. Even from dog animal lovers, I believe they will be just as disgusted. But as far as the forgiveness stage of things, nah. And maybe not even the punishment stage of things will probably be even lighter. No, I just, you know, again, I mean, when is enough to forgive somebody? When is the time has passed? God did his deeds. He did what he had to do. You know, and he's still doing things for the community. He's still trying to, you know, improve himself as far as the public acceptance. I mean, come on. Like, what you gonna do? Just flat out You know what I'm saying? Just keep on stabbing them because of a mistake they made years ago. I just like to ask each and every one of you guys listening in right now to Cash Talk the Irish Talk podcast on the planet, okay? All right, there's no talk like Cash Talk, okay? We nothing, we us. Not just a hashtag, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of freaking life. You never did anything that you want to be forgiven about? You know, y'all never cheated, never stole, never did anything that nobody know. I mean, come on. See, it's one of those things. You judging here, you pointing fingers here. Karma comes, and then you want forgiveness. You want this. You got family members now did some vicious shit that now hurt people. You now killed people, now did other things. And you just came that someone who did his time, okay, and still improving his public reputation, and you know what I'm saying, and is doing, you know, just trying, and you still won't forgive him. I mean, y'all, I'm seeing some of you guys on social media, you're putting books, okay? Y'all writing books as posts, okay? All right, and the thing is, a lot of us are seeing people that supposed to be our homies and our friends that happen to be white or a different color expressing this shit. So I'm seeing a lot of people on social media calling out people on their friend list or some of their friends and saying, Ray, you know what I'm saying? Because when you have headlines like this, stories like this, this bring out the truth in everybody. You start really seeing what's really in everybody, deep in everybody. Everybody go, oh, I'm not racist, I'm not this, I don't care about this. But when shit like this happens, and basically the point I'm trying to make, listen, man, he paid his dues, leave him alone. Okay, all right, for those of you that want to forgive him, just want to keep sticking it to him, just make sure you keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying. When your family or you are in the same boat, did some shit and you want forgiveness, okay? So it's just like we forget about our lives and what we do wrong. We just love pointing fingers at other people. So it's just like, come on, man. All right, okay. Again, my whole thoughts on this, let the man be. Dogs lost their lives. Yeah, I feel like dogs have souls just like humans have souls, right? Which is true, right? So I'm not really getting into that. Like I said, it was a vicious thing. It wasn't something I support. It's not something that I'm taking up for. And I would say a lot of us that support Mike Vick as far as, well, he should give him a chance to live. You know, I don't think a lot of us really, we all, I feel like, is sickened by his action, what he done. But what we are saying here and what we recognizing here, come on, if that's the case, well, you got to be fair all across the board. You know, you have not to throw, I forgot his name, what's the quarterback from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Roethlisberger or something like that. He got his job back. And then there's been other things that NFL players and sports players have done, and they back in the league and have did, you know, did things. So you got to, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, dog fighting is horrible. Yeah, dogs lost their lives. Those of you that are pet dog owners and pet owners, I salute you. And I already know how you're feeling, and I'm sorry. But when you can't let shit go like that, now you are in the wrong. Like when I say let shit go, you don't sit here 11 years later when a man is showing change, showing positive, trying to change, and you still talking about he's the most evil person in the world. You just, it's like, man, some of you guys gotta start looking at your heart. Because now I'm looking at some of you like some evil mother. I'm looking at some of you that posting these heartfelt 5 books post about how he just evil, and I'm looking like, damn, okay, you right, but you ain't gonna mention nothing about anybody else. You know, like anybody else that did worse shit. Like, at least say, put a list together and say he need to be, and he need to be like, no. So my whole thing, this whole thing, picking and choosing who we want to barbecue, to me is just flat out weak. Okay, flat out just stupid. Listen, the man went to jail. He got punished. And I didn't say nothing when he went to jail. I'm like, okay, he got to do his time. Especially when I found out that it was really true with the dog fighting and things like that. Okay, so I was one of those few maybe that was like, yo, I don't got nothing to say. Send his ass. He need to get punished for that. But when he gets out, the NFL accepted him back now. Okay, all right. Nike gave him a deal. Okay, and I mean, he haven't been, you know, the news for anything. I can't go barbecue Mike Vick, and I'm not going to go ahead and hate him, and I'm not going ahead and still hold something against him since, you know, 5, 9, 10 years ago when he already been punished, and this ain't for me to do. I'm not going to sit here and play God, you know, and when I have family members that I love that I want freed, or I want the same type of compassion for. So I can't do this. I can't jump on a bandwagon and kill a man that's already dealing with some shit inside, internal. Come on, Come on, we all living with some things internally. So my thoughts on this whole migrant thing, let the man live. And if they gonna honor him, so be it. Now, I don't look at football like that, okay? Because I feel like all sports is BS. All sports fake. I keep telling y'all, all fake. I do have to touch on the forgiveness, because we all face things in our life. And we all want somebody kind of to say, hold on, wait up. All right, you made a mistake, but I forgive. So we can't sit here and want that for ourselves, and then we see an opportunity to bash and jump on someone else and just go with it. To me, it's just fucked up and it's unfair. So Mike Vick becoming an honorable captain at the Pro Bowl. For those of you that are overjoyed and happy, man, congratulations. And those of you who's upset and mad and pissed and feel like he the most evil person, more evil than Hitler, more evil than the devil himself, okay? Hey, I don't know what to tell y'all, but just sort of kind of, you know, meditate a little bit and kind of trying to play this show over and over again, and maybe coming to sink in to some of y'all greasy heads to say, you know what, let me kind of open, let me unharden my heart, let me soften my heart a little bit, let me give him a chance, all right, because there's more people doing worse things out here, and I'm not condoning him, but it is, and that's true. So when is enough time to you forgive somebody? Well, we don't forgive people anymore, okay? But we won't forgive you. So you let me know. For those of you who don't, you think Mike Vick is the most evil person and he should be burning in hell by now, when do you think you should be forgiven for your wrong? Answer that to me, all right? Enough of this. I'm not talking about this shit no more. All right. Remember, be nothing, be us, not just a hashtag, the lifestyle is a real life. Make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook at Cash Talk Podcast, okay? And make sure you download and follow and stream 100 times Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite listening podcasts. With your help, we can make Cash Talk Podcast number one, but only, humbly, I say this, with you guys' help. Only if y'all, all right? This is your boy, Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talent. This is Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk.